joined by State Representative David Severn. Hey, David, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tom. I appreciate the opportunity to be on again this morning.
Back to work tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir. We're back in session tomorrow, the House and the Senate both. And what's going on in the House this week will be Senate bills that passed the Senate are over in the House now. So those will be in committee. And unfortunately, only about 10% of the bills that are coming over are Republican bills, but those have been assigned. And so we will be in committee this week to discuss those. And then, of course, the bills that passed the House are now over in the Senate, and so they'll be working on those bills.
You know, it's kind of interesting is, you know, you can look in the camera and say, we didn't raise taxes last year or the year before, but they put tax increases in years past that continue to fall in. I didn't realize until over the weekend that Illinoisans will see another gas tax increase in July. It'll go up from 47 cents per gallon to 48.3. Diesel at 54.5. It'll go up too, my understanding.
That is correct. You know, when the bill passed back in 19, actually what was part of the language there was that actually it'll be the determination of the price of gas tax will be determined by the index of inflation. So that's how that's now determined.
Right. So when inflation's bad, your taxes go up.
Yeah, not a good item. On a good note, though, there is a road and bridge construction in Southern Illinois in the district. You see a lot going on, so I am glad to see that money that's in that lockbox for that tax is actually being used here in Southern Illinois, and so we are getting some work done locally in roads and bridges, and construction workers are at work, and so I am glad to see that.
Yeah, well, as we continue on, Illinois is making a lot of national news. We're not going to conduct business with El Salvador. Pritzker is going to run for president talk and the tariffs. I mean, it's in Springfield. There's more going on in Springfield than just the state of Illinois.
So that is correct. And as you see, and of course, our governor was, in New Hampshire over the weekend. And so, I mean, he's his mind is more nationally and global than it is here just in the state of Illinois. And in fact, on the other side of the aisle, we have legislators that get up on the floor and rant and rave about what's going on nationally, where we actually need to be concerned about what's going on with our constituents and our districts in the state of Illinois.
And not the least of which would be how we're going to deal with the budget shortfall.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, of course, what will happen with us, the Republicans being in the super minority, we've been cut out of the budget process for the last several years. And again, this year so far, it's crickets as far as us being involved in those things. So I'll just give you an example. So in the higher ed approach committee that I'm spokesperson on the Republican side, we meet on Thursdays. And so we have universities coming in and presenting before our committee as far as their requests for funding. And of course, every university is asking for more money, but and as Governor Pritzker talked about in his governor's speech for the Illinois, he talked about last couple months ago, hey, if you want me to give more money to you, tell me where we're going to cut more money from somewhere else. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there, because like I said, we've got the universities asking for more funds, and actually, as you know, we're at about a $1.6 billion shortfall right now, and we still have people asking, for more money, and we don't have enough to cover the bases now.
All right, when it comes to this week, we're talking about committees and seeing Senate bills, the sheer mass of bills that are coming across. So I found it nearly impossible to track everything. There's always something interesting. I did want to revisit something. I was getting texts, even on Thursday and Friday, that the homeschooling bill is dead. Well, I thought it already was dead. Well, did something else happen?
No, Costa Howard, Representative Costa Howard, who's actually running that bill, she's holding that, but I will tell you that there's some language, I believe, that she's working on. That thing is not dead. In fact, a bill actually, Tom, is never dead. Even when something doesn't pass, by the deadline, it can still be brought back, or actually what you can do. What the trick they pull also is they'll make it into a shell bill, and so actually there may be a bill about helping Joe Smith with his with his property or with maybe a road in his district, what happens is all of a sudden that bill becomes something different. And so that's what we think is going to happen with that. So, no, that bill is not it's on hold, but I guarantee you that she's bringing that thing back. So we want to keep an eye on that. In fact, we're letting everyone know that the moment that something gets activated with that homeschooling bill, we'll notify everyone immediately to as far as if there's witness slips that they need to participate in or if they need to come to Springfield to come and be a part of that process. So the representatives that are actually in that committee, Adam Niemerg and Blaine Wilhauer and Amy Ellick and Dan Swanson, those four are actually the Republicans that are in that committee, and they're keeping a close eye, as we all are, on that situation because we believe that you know, she's just waiting for the right time to bring that forward and to try to push that issue.
A legislative quarterback sneak.
That's absolutely what happens, and a lot of times those things happen in the middle of the night. In fact, that's usually if there's going to be a tax increase or if there's going to be a vote on the budget, it'll be in the middle of the night when everybody's asleep as far as the our constituents, and so they'll try to pull that off and then just give us a few hours a notice as far as the voting on the budget. And in fact, what we had also, Tom, was back in January and February, we had some opportunities. Actually, Representative Windhorst presented those on the House floor, some rules to try to get changed where that there was more of a 24-hour notice for us to review the budget rather than a 2-hour, but that didn't go anywhere. So you can see that by us being in the super minority, I mean, our backs are against the wall, not only as far as legislation, blocking legislation and getting legislation through, but just the process of how we work on all this stuff. So it's very challenging, but we do our very best to notify our constituents, stand up for what we believe in, and try to do the very best that we can.
You know, and one of the other items that people are really texting me about, because they see this bearing down on them, will we see a tax per mile for vehicles?
You know, that's something brought up, and again, we don't believe it's going to go anywhere, but it's something to sure keep our eyes on because, you know, they're just looking for anywhere they can to, when I say they, the side of the aisle, for a tax grab. We're against that 100%, of course. In fact, I've had people that have been contacting my office and emailing us asking the same questions. So that's something else to keep our eyes on, but it doesn't make any sense at all. It's just it's an opportunity for them to push for more revenue to fund the projects that they want to see get, you know, happen on their side.
All right, so David Severin joining a state representative. It's back the session. The tick-tock clock is on for the budget, but then again, a legislative menu of items exchanging between the House and the Senate that would literally choke a horse. So at this point, what are you looking forward to? Something positive in Springfield in this session that you can latch on to, David?
Well, I will tell you this, that the being the spokesperson in the Higher Ed Appropriations Committee, there's a new funding formula that the other side of the aisle is pushing forward that actually the our side of the aisle is working really hard to bring to attention that, and actually the SIU, we've been in close contact with them, the University of Illinois, discussing these concerns. And so I'm not sure that where this is going to go. We're hoping that if, in fact, this funding formula is going to move forward, it's something that helps all the universities, not just the DEI projects that they're trying to cover and the equity and those inclusion things. So that's something that that we're really keeping an eye on too, Tom. And I will tell you that on Thursday is going to be an interesting day in Springfield. And not only is it National Day of Prayer, and we're going to have some, we have our Bible study, and we get together with those people of faith on Thursday morning, but also it's the day for the police memorial service that's held each year. So that will be going on Thursday at 10 o'clock. And so any fallen officers in the last year that will be honored, and also remembering of those in the past. So that is something that there'll be several hundred and several thousand, actually, police officers that will be on the campus on Thursday. So we welcome them every year to come and participate in that. Something else that we had just, I think, back up just for a little bit. This last week we had a Women to Watch convention that Leader McCombi has for women throughout the state. And I actually had two ladies that came and participated that I nominated from our district, the Wayne County Treasurer, Yvette Anderson. She came and participated, and also Michaela Albion. She is a small business owner, her and her husband, and also very active in the Farm Bureau. So it was great to have a couple ladies from my district up in Springfield in the Capitol, meeting with other leaders, women leaders throughout the state. So that was a positive thing, and we look forward to doing that each year and giving them an opportunity to get together and discuss concerns and throughout the state.
Illinois State Representative David Severin.